This week in the Missouri Senate, we review a new law that relates to members of the military in our state.
Senate Bill 180, which is the Military Job Creation Bill.
Senate Bill 180 was pre-filed in December of last year, heard by the Missouri Senate Veterans and Military Affairs Committee on February 12th, given preliminary Missouri Senate approval on March 5th, sent to the Missouri House of Representatives on March 14th, sent to the executive branch on May 17th, signed into law on July 10th, and took effect on August 28th. During the Missouri Senate Veterans and Military Affairs Committee hearing on February 12th, sponsor, Senator Wayne Wallingford of Cape Girardeau, told the panel Senate Bill 180 modifies provisions relating to incentives for the creation of military jobs.
Modifies the Missouri Works Program by creating an additional tax credit for the expansion or improvement of a military base or installation that causes an increase or retention of military or civilian support personnel, an investment in real or tangible personal property at the base or installation expressly for the purpose of serving a new or expanded military activity or unit.
He adds there is criteria in the legislation that would implement its goal.
Tax credit is issued an amount equal to the withholding taxes associated with the civilian and military new jobs located at the facility. And the tax credit is issued for no more than 15 years. And a project is not eligible for tax credit unless the Department of Economic Development determines that such project will provide a net fiscal benefit to the state of Missouri.
Senator Wallingford calls it a jobs bill.
The military is very important to the state of Missouri. We have Fort Leonard Wood, Whiteman Air Force Base, Rosecrans, and up in St. Louis, the National Geospatial Intelligence Unit. And we need to make sure that during the next BRAC base relocation meeting that Missouri continues to stay the same or hopefully expand their military presence in the state.
Also during the hearing, committee member Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur mentioned Senate Bill 180 carries a price tag.
I'm looking at the fiscal note. The estimated effect on general revenue could exceed $5.5 million.
The sponsor says this would be taken into consideration before any contract would be issued. Senate Bill 180 is one of several measures aimed at job creation and the military considered during this year's regular legislative session. Both of these issues traditionally rank very high on Missouri senators' priority lists. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.